I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. We become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will be jam-packed with information as usual. We'll be talking about reality creation. We'll be talking about some cutting-edge concepts related to the COVID-19 situation. And also we'll be getting into moving into 5D frequencies. But before we get into all of that, we'd like to start out the program in the usual manner, by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition at the start. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. 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 Hari 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 Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Hari Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Hari.
Oh.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. And I'd like to now take this opportunity to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. And I'd like to also take this opportunity to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you, because you're already making the optimum difference just by being you, and others become aware of the difference you're making when you're doing your passion. And I hope one of your passions is listening to this program. And ET Yoga is all about basically sharing a spiritual journey, the basis being the information that relates to self-realization. And, of course, I call ET Yoga a new yoga, the yoga of belief. And so anything that relates in to those subjects is definitely fair game for this program. And I might add that a number of people continually email me with reference to how do you do yoga on radio. And the answer to that is that the real yoga means union, union of you and your higher self, or union of you and creation. So it's more of a concept than it is the hatha yoga postures, which is one branch of yoga. So the real yoga means union. Usually something catches my eye during the week, and that becomes a focus for a program. I kind of follow the natural path that research takes me on, or intuition, or in some cases information that just comes. And in this case, the very first thing that caught my eye was some misinformation that came from Fact Check, because I think a lot of people are relying on Fact Check to substantiate the truth about situations. And I would just like to point out that three specific examples where, in my experience, Fact Check has been totally erroneous. And the first related to, I guess it was about 6 months back or so, that there was 5G turned on in one of the European countries, and the story that came out was there were about 500 or 600 birds that fell dead from the sky. And I was mentioning this to a friend of mine, and he goes, we'll just check that out. So he's got his, you know, his iPad, I guess, and phone there, and he checks it out with Fact Check, and it says that, no, that's not so. It's not unproven. Interestingly enough, I went to my laptop and punched up about 25 articles that said, yes, in fact, that did happen. And there was one story that said it hadn't been, the link between the dead birds hadn't been proven to be connected with 5G, but that's the one that the Fact Check had put up for my friend, so he, you know, showed it to me like this is the truth. I hope people are not so stupid as to start to depend upon some of this technology, especially in a time when there's so much censorship happening now, especially concerning topics related to this COVID-19. And the second instance that I had related to garbage information from Fact Check was I saw a video of the president of Ghana who was giving a public communication to the people of Ghana with reference to the Rockefeller lockstep plan, and which apparently is being followed to a T to this point. And if you don't know about it, you should do your research, because the very next morning, as I was in my car and had a radio station on, the radio station denied that the president made the comments. And Fact Check also was giving disinformation that this didn't happen. And I heard it happen. I saw the video myself. And in case you were wondering what that information was, in some summary, it was that this plan for this bioweapon that was to be released was to be not so much highly contagious, but not so much on the killing side of things, and that it was designed to create lockdowns and shutdowns, and it was also a plan that there would be some pushback from the public, which was anticipated and actually welcomed, and that eventually there would be a second lockdown, which would be more severe with more restrictions, and tied into the whole concept of ID 2020 and the making of vaccines, well, in one sense, mandatory, and a chip in the process, which would be, if it wasn't forced in terms of mandatory, the circumstances would create it being mandatory. For example, you wouldn't be able to fly unless you had a certificate of a vaccine. You might not be able to get a job, you might not get a driver's license, you might not be able to buy or sell anything, and then down the road you wouldn't even be able to access your money once they move into a digital currency. And as a third bottom line, if they didn't scare the snot out of everybody during the second wave of this, which was supposed to be more deadly than the first, the plan was that they would use a third wave, which was which had about a 30% death rate. And this information was read out by the president of Ghana to the people of Ghana, and I heard it, although it's as I understand it, it's been taken off YouTube. So, you know, these things come out and then they just disappear. And the third instance was in the last week, there was a Dr. Stella Emanuel, who's a Texas physician, who was with about 10 other doctors that work at her facility. And it's not her facility, but it's a group of doctors. And she was stating that she's dealt with 350 patients, ranging anywhere from showing symptoms of COVID to very severe symptoms, and that she's never lost one patient, and that she was using hydroxychloroquine and zinc, and with azithromycin, and was basically claiming it as a cure. Of course, this would kind of throw a big monkey wrench into the Bill Gates vision and the globalist vision, because who would need a vaccine when you've got a cheap cure for this problem? Not to mention, it's been studied for 50 or 60 years. It's a safe method, and just throws a monkey wrench into everything, because, and I can see why that there's such an uproar about this, because one of the doctors that was presented on this particular video, in fact, there were a couple of videos that I watched, and one of the doctors was fired from her job, and it's an outrage. It's basically all, and that's what it is. And I highly recommend that people pass the word around, because, again, some of these videos has been taken off YouTube. So, you know, we're living in the world where helpful information that would be useful to the human race is just being deleted at whim. And I definitely think that this woman, this Dr. Stella Emanuel, is really onto something here. And all positive approaches toward dealing with this situation should be explored. And definitely flies in the face of the Rockefeller plan, as well as the Gates plan. So I wanted to pass that on, especially if people hadn't heard this, because I could see how it'd be easy not to see it, because everybody's not, you know, researching information or depending on mainstream media, for example, which is kind of ridiculous, but that's the case. I'd also like to bring out, I was doing some thinking about this, the COVID thing, and of course, I have a different perspective on what I think this particular issue is all about, because I was fortunate enough the day after Alfred Weber interviewed Kosol Uch, who channeled this COVID virus, as well as a consciousness called the Unimatrix, which is claims to be the AI intelligence from a parallel timeline. And in course of the program, the information is that this is a nanobot AI infection, or you can call it a frequency. And to my way of thinking, AI is at the center of a hive mind, so all parts of the hive mind have access to all knowledge. And to me, this is the same as an AI infection or frequency. And according to that program, it can be turned on or turned off, or they can make certain areas spike or at their whim. And definitely there's a lot of sensitivity to any connection between 5G and this virus, and clearly, as I understand it, 5G can duplicate the symptoms. So one of my ideas is clearly that all types of disease first enter the auric field first and then manifest in the physical body. And so my idea is to send this energy back to the source. In other words, now there's many different ways to do this. Probably the most advanced way would be in the Amora Kuan Yin Pleiadian workbooks, which is activating your divine Ka and activating your divine Ba, where she teaches this technique as part of an initiation on an inner level. But basically, you demand that any negative entities or energy that's in your auric field return to the sender immediately and focus on that for a while, and that could be a very interesting technique. So basically what you're saying is that you're not open to the experience of this so-called virus. It calls itself proto-molecule COVID-19. And that is a consciousness. So you could actually engage in that communication. I'd like to also offer some other ideas that I have. And I think one of the things that nobody's talking about either is how very little the Amish community has been affected by this whole thing. Because let's face it, they do not take vaccines. They eat natural food, which is organic for the most part, and they're not involved with high technology. And it's not just this that the Amish are basically, you know, pretty much not totally immune, but, I mean, their incidences of cancer, heart disease, everything else, even Amish children, you'd be hard-pressed to find an Amish child with autism. So, you know, and even most recently, Dr. Mikovits has stated that she was privy to information more than 10 years ago that there's what's called XMRVs and vaccines, which actually can create cancer, just in the vaccine itself. So, with the Amish not taking vaccines, that's a real bonus for them. And I'd also state that another positive idea is the whole idea of creating positive spin, because positive spin, as taught by Bashar, goes something like this, that if you have a negative belief and a negative emotional reaction to an outer circumstance, you'll have a negative experience from that belief and emotional spin. But if you have a place of positive definition and a positive emotional spin on an outer circumstance, you'll have a positive experience from that situation. And that's based on the premise that all events in the universe are actually neutral. They don't, events don't come with built-in meanings. And this whole plandemic is an external circumstance. So I'm sure there's not very many people that are applying this concept, which is an extraterrestrial concept of positive spin. And if you're interested in some other points of view with respect to extraterrestrials and vaccines in particular, Barbara Marciniak, the author of Bringers of the Dawn, who channels Pleiadian information, on several occasions has talked about how she would not recommend taking any vaccines because of nanoparticles in them. And another source was Adranus, who's channeled by Brad Johnson. And this is another video that's been deleted from his website. And that's one where Adranus came out at the very beginning of this outbreak and stated that his suggestion was under no circumstances to take a vaccine because it would be harmful to your body or worse. So, and then that was taken off of his website. So there's a couple of suggestions from extraterrestrials. And also, I thought Muji had a good point. If you're not familiar with Muji, M-O-O-J-I, I highly recommend him as a spiritual source of information. And he suggests that, of course, we don't spend too much time on the subject. In other words, you can do your research and try to do it quickly and efficiently, but you don't need to focus all the time on it, which a lot of people are sitting at home and only thing they're doing is gobbling up all the negativity, and it's not doing them any good. And this brings up this whole idea that I'm suggesting is that people spend some time working on trying to connect with 5D energies. And one thing for sure, during these lockdowns, it's connected people all over the world. And certainly the violation of natural law in the creation of 5G and bioweapons used in the population, used on the population, will no doubt result in the population revolting in some ways, as we're starting to see some ramifications now in Germany. And another one of the ideas that I think is very positive is the use of Andara crystals. That's A-N-D-A-R-A. Andara crystals come from monatomic fields. And they tune you to 40 hertz or higher. And they also tune your body's electromagnetic field to optimum health and youth. So it's not they're not only useful in terms of connecting you to fifth-dimensional energy, because 5D energy is 40 hertz and up, but it also helps in the health area. And if you really think about it, according to Bashar, about 70% of the people on living on the planet today came from Atlantis and in a previous incarnation. And in ancient days, when Atlantis flourished on Earth, each of the 12 colonies were sustained completely by Andara crystal technology. And there were 12 grandmaster crystals that were like 50 feet tall, and each had its own uniquely colored Andara crystal. And certainly the Andara, even today, because we're kind of replaying some of this scenario that happened back in Atlantis. And I think it's the fifth or sixth time that civilization reached a point and then basically destroyed itself. And, yeah, we're on the edge of doing it again, but it's like the good news is that we're going to succeed this time. And there's no doubt in my mind that there will be a split in the timeline, and there will be people, humans, ascending into the fifth dimension. And I think that that's something that we can all pretty much look forward to. And in that regard, I think there's some things that we can do that will help us create that 5D timeline. And certainly getting an Andara crystal is one of those things. I think you can also spend some time visualizing what you'd like to see in the new 5D Earth, and thus putting your attention into the reality you wish to experience, and to be an active participant in creating a new 5D planet. And as Dolores Cannon has said, two of the things that are highly beneficial, which is to let go of the past and to let go of fear, And I might add to that is to, you know, you can go over the past and learn from it, and you want to neutralize any carryover there and then forget about it. But definitely this whole pandemic is putting a population in a lot of fear, and this is definitely not an emotional state that you want to be holding on to. In fact, in Bashar's teachings, he talks about taking 100% responsibility for creating your experience in this 3D world. And the critical teaching here is that it's your thoughts, your beliefs, your intentions, your definitions, your emotions that create a perfect mirror towards what you experience. So I guess this is another one of those situations where there's the good news and the bad news. I guess the really good news is that since we're co-creators of our reality, there's no need to hold on to old baggage. If you were to look at your life from an objective point of view at the end of your time on this planet, whether you ascend or whether you go through a physical death process, if you take a look at what you attracted into your life, it's based on your own beliefs, definitions, emotions, intentions. And there are some exceptions to that. For example, as Greg Braden has pointed out in the Seven Mirrors of the Essenes, if you look at things that are happening in your life, you can pretty much trace the beliefs that's creating those circumstances, if you're really honest with yourself. But if you can't find any kind of connection, then I'm thinking one of the possible reasons for that would be that sometimes we also attract what we judge. So it may not be something that is a belief of yours, but it's something that you judge in others, so that you might be attracted to that situation. And also there is such a thing, I think, as just a negative block in the subconscious, which is not so easy to find. And in that case, I really recommend some of the people that have been trained by Dolores Cannon, who do past life regressions and connect you with your higher self. And you can write down questions to ask your higher self when you're in this process. And also, if you really think about it, old ideas also keep us stuck in this the old timeline. And old beliefs like flat earth, for one, I mean, that got settled, I think, about in the 15th century. It's a ridiculous concept. GMO'd food definitely doesn't help you either. Belief in Darwinism doesn't really help you. Thinking that the earth is a solid sphere doesn't really help as well, and neither does religion. These are all old belief systems. And if you're in the same belief as the majority, then you're the same frequency of the majority. The new timeline is out of this world, vibrating higher than the frequency of the planet. And all beliefs are true, but they also attract you to the appropriate timeline. So belief in the hollow earth will unify you with those inside the earth, because when we go to 5D, the ancient Lemurians and Atlanteans who reside in the inner earth will join us. And I'm very, very confident that the positive extraterrestrials who are assisting us all the time are definitely not going to allow a loss of the humans spiritually evolving into a 5D Earth. It's just something that's going to happen. And some of the symptoms of 5D thinking also include sense of compassion, loss of fear, loss of judgment, the ability to easily adapt to the environment, rapid manifestation, service to others, acceptance of light and dark, and the power to create reality. And this is going to be the first time ever, as far as is known, that we'd be transcending in form from a carbon base to a crystalline light body, and the coming solar flash will activate our light bodies. So definitely there's some real positive things coming our way. And by the way, even from the consciousness of the predatory pathogenic AI, and I quote, "Nothing can prevent the human spirit from becoming itself." And I think that's worth repeating. Nothing can prevent the human spirit from becoming itself. So I think some positive news there, that there's definitely going to be some interesting events taking place in the next few years that will assist those interested in moving on to the 5D frequency. And I might add that certainly belief, it's hard to skip around the whole concept of belief, because as Greg Braden has pointed out, the universe consists of consciousness that's holographic as well as fractal, and that, like, it's much like a virtual computer program, and every computer program has a language of interpretation, and the language of interpretation of the universe is belief. And I might also add that to give some little deeper insight into belief, that your thoughts must pass through the program parameters of belief after reception at the pineal gland. Your brain basically screens what is determined to be real or unreal, believable or unbelievable, according to the light quotient programmed into the brain. And the biochemicals produced are produced with acceptance ingredient or rejection ingredient, and these are allowed to open or close the gate to higher mind accordingly. And these biochemicals are sent as coded neurons and are the delivery mechanism of this thought energy, containing all the codified data necessary for translating any thought or image into physical actuality or not. And thoughts that are congruent with the belief move to reproduce the inner image within the brain and through each nerve fiber of the body, physical. And these then are the initial forms of gestation for forming the new reality. And the next step is through clear mind intent, the force of will driven by the acceleration of emotion and feeling. And this done, then the physical body releases the objective in a digital code to the sublime body, the intact auric field in a semi-solid congeal light code, And this is projected and accelerated from the chakra system, so that the clarity and intensity of your intent behind the thought or desire or goal determines to a great degree the immediacy of its materialization. Now, in other words, the information that's come to the planet through extraterrestrial material that's been channeled since the 1970s, the core concept is that thought creates or belief creates. And one of the characteristics of the fifth dimension is that your thoughts and beliefs are instantly manifested. So the difference between the 3D is that in 3D, our thoughts don't manifest immediately. And this is why people don't see the connection, or the connection isn't so obvious. It's becoming more obvious when we study, as I talk about on this program, three different levels of reality creation. The first level being all the stuff you downloaded from your original caregivers, all those thoughts and beliefs that you bought into when you were growing up. And for a lot of people, those never change. And I think we need to thank our initial caregivers for all those excellent ideas they gave us, but at the same time, part of the maturing process and part of your inner work as a spiritual person is to eliminate those beliefs that no longer serve us. So you're basically, until you're about 6 or 7 years old, you're just downloading beliefs. So this is the first form of reality creation, because these beliefs end up manifesting into circumstances. And to my way of thinking, the second level of reality creation is when you place positive spin on outer circumstances consciously to create positive scenarios. And it's a form of reality creation. And since I started doing ET yoga back in 2007, I've challenged the listening audience to make notes of when you actually do this process. And when you put positive emotion in anything, you gotta really get into it. It's like, yeah, I can't wait to find out what positive outcome this is going to have. I mean, get into it with your positive emotion. And even if you can't see any positivity that could come from it, you can even say that. I don't see any possible way that anything positive can come from this, but I just can't wait to find out what that might be. And put a positive definition and a positive emotional spin on an outer circumstance and log it in a book. Okay, sometimes, depending on the circumstance, it might not sort itself out for months, but that's why I suggest you log it down in a book. Some things will clear up immediately. Some take hours, some a few days. But if you keep track of this and you start to get it, well, once you get it, it blows your mind because it works. And like I said, I've been telling people this for the last 13 years. I've never had it not work. And it's the second form of reality creation. And you're basically creating, it's not just the concept of positive thinking. Positive thinking is taking a circumstance that's given to you and seeing it like the glass half full, not half empty. This is creating a new circumstance from an existing one. And then to me, the third level of reality creation is a lot trickier, but it has to do with the concept that was demonstrated by Greg Braden with the woman from the West with an inoperable tumor who goes to a Qigong center in Beijing, China, and three master practitioners made her tumor dissolve in 3 minutes. And it's a video on YouTube, unless they've taken it off, because what it does, it shows what's possible. And the concept here is of believing, putting out energy that sees the person as already having been cured and giving thanks, appreciation, gratitude for that. it's a method that actually can work, but again, it has it's a lot trickier in 3D. In 5D, you can just, if you're functioning at the frequency of 5D energy, you could just manifest easily, because thought creates, and belief creates, and thought and belief mixed with emotion, that's the chemistry of creating in the universe. So, and it's also, they've also figured out that the universe flashes in and out of existence. So, in point of fact, even our eyes can't pick it up because the flicker rate is so quick, like thousands of times per second. But half the time, your physical body doesn't even exist. So, what exists is your consciousness. And during that phasing in and out of the flashing of the universe is when that's where our thoughts exist, and that's where we can manifest what it is we intend. So, and this all has to do with the process I also mentioned about the believability at the pineal gland. I might also say that there's a guy named Vogel that he knew that the real origin of illness is in the etheric body. And although the body or emotions, they sustain a trauma, the etheric body holds the memory of physical or emotional injury, and it can become stagnant, distorted, or stuck. And the result of this unstable blocked energy is illness. And he discovered that crystals are the common thread in healing that ties together energy, illness, and problems in the etheric body. And whenever light from the higher realms comes into a person's body, the light gets refracted if the etheric body is not stable. And this can cause illness. And the Vogel cut crystal gives the user immediate access to the etheric body and stabilizes it, allowing light from the higher realms to enter. And also a matrix or template of perfection already exists inside the etheric body. So even when there's a physical or an emotional trauma, the matrix still exists and can be brought back to optimum conditions by the use of Vogel cut crystals. Now, Vogel was, he was an ancient Alara from Atlantis. And unfortunately, these Vogel crystals are really expensive. And that's why I suggest that you get a hold of an Andara crystal, because, you know, they're in the real world. In fact, I purchased one a couple months ago for $44. And Bashar also concurs with this thinking that any specific disease or ailment which may afflict you at any time will usually have a mental origin. In other words, the majority of diseases, including cancer, is the physical manifestation of various mental imbalances that have not been addressed. And there's usually a process of crystallization of energy pattern that forms in the physical body, and to say any issues at an energetic level that are affected by thought will eventually translate into the physical. So basically, Bashar Essasani also concurs with this conclusion that disease basically starts in the auric field. And the Palladians also said this, that physical illness, especially chronic, is result of emotional dysfunction. You can pretty much trace everything. In fact, I give the example that if everything in the universe is neutral and no outside event comes with built-in meaning, how can we have negativity, or can we even have disease at all? Because at some point in time there is a violation of law here where we're making a judgment on a neutral event and giving it a negative spin, because otherwise you couldn't create any negativity. Basically, judgment's the real cause of all negativity. So I'm hoping that this all sort of ties together, because, and I also mentioned some advanced methods of healing, aside from the basics of pure water, oxygenation of the body, exercise, working on your stress levels, eating a plant-based diet, and also detoxing, combined with providing the body the proper nutrients. That's the foundation of health. And to me, the advanced methods are sun gazing, qigong, healing sounds, and Egyptian healing rods. And about three shows ago, I had Master Ming Tong Gu, who was a qigong master. And if you're interested in more information, you could go in the archives and find that. And by the way, sometimes information comes fast and furious on ET Yoga. You can always hear replays of the program and the podcast. There's archives, and there's no charge or cost of any kind. It's very simple. One of the easy ways is to go to my website at etyoga.com, and on the main page there's a button there called Radio Archives. And you just push that one button, and it'll take you to the most recent programs. In fact, it'll go all the way back to the original ET Yoga shows. But, I mean, the most recent 10 shows come first, and they're usually tagged with some sort of identification. So, for example, tonight's program will probably show up sometime late Monday. And then you can go through the program and stop it and start it and study at your leisure, which I know a lot of the ET Yoga listeners have told me that they do. And again, I think one of the best kept secrets on the planet is the whole idea of monatomics. It seems to be the subject that's so taboo, nobody talks about it, yet it's the answer to most problems. The gold melted down into the white powder it will heal any DNA issue. It's very difficult to get the real stuff. But you can do your research. You can go to David Hudson, Lectures 1, 2, and 3 on the Internet. Another guy named Barry Carter. And even Bashar has talked about the white powder gold. It used to be known as the mana in ancient days and mufkets by the Egyptians. And actually, it was the secret to the longevity of the Anunnaki. And when they found that... That's why they were mining gold. It wasn't just for the monetary value. It was because they used it to, they noticed that they were losing some of their longevity, and then they started taking the substance. So, and it's been kept secret from the humans, and we were also designed to have shorter lifespan, so we couldn't get wise to this. But that's the story of monatomics and white powder gold, which also is sometimes called the philosopher's stone. I'd like to, at this point in time, wish my best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in closing, I always share with the audience the Who Am I technique, or the Vichara technique that was taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. And I first picked it up from Baba Ram Das. And I don't know, I guess I got lucky. The first time I did it, I went through the doorway and kind of stayed being my higher self for about a week. So I like to pass it on because it worked for me, it might work for you. Basically what you do is you put your full attention in the center of your forehead and you become that spot. And I suggest you do that after you get to the highest place you know how to get to. And I don't think it really matters how you get there. So read between the lines on that one. and I get to the highest place you know how to get to, become that spot, and then ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or twice or 10 times, whatever it feels like, because when you ask a question, the answer comes. It's just a question of if you can hear it or not. And in this case, there's not really a physical answer. It's an experience. So you center all your consciousness in the center of your forehead, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.